Please welcome back our very important puzzler, Anna Klumsky. Anna, your game is called Veep of the Rings. Yes. It's a quiz about Lord of the Rings. And just like Frodo had Samwise to help him on his quest, you brought along Michelle, your friend.
Yes.
Who's going to help you?
Samwise.
Okay. Michelle, are you a big Lord of the Rings fan?
I am.
Okay, good. Said that interestingly.
I know.
Okay.
Watched all of them yesterday.
We've been boning up, but we'll see how futile that may have been.
How did you become a big Lord of the Rings fan, Anna?
Well, originally, I mean, it's my dad's fault. It was always just kind of part of the Klumsky mythology. And then I think when I was 13, I was allowed to read The Hobbit. And then I picked up Lord of the Rings through high school and college. So, and I'm, you know, the science fiction fantasy stuff.
Right. You worked in that briefly at HarperCollins. You were editing that.
So. I think my interest in Lord of the Rings is what helped me get that job too. Yeah.
Did you have a Lord of the Rings poster in your office?
In my office. Yeah. I decorated my office as if it was like a teenage bedroom. I was really professional, but like I had a big Wolverine poster.
Nice.
And a Princess Bride poster, and then I had every character from Lord of the Rings, but it was, you know, kind of like in a long, I don't know, like
a timeline,
like a slide rule. Yeah. And I had that like over, you know, as a border, like a wallpaper border. It's so awful.
All right, well, this is perfect for you.
Oh, God, we'll
see. If you guys get enough right, you win an Ask Me Another prize. Okay, here we go. According to biographers, a Swiss postcard depicting a bearded figure with a wide-brim hat sitting on a rock and talking to a fawn was the inspiration for what major character?
Gandalf?
Yeah, Gandalf. Yes, exactly. You knew that little tidbit?
Well, I didn't know that tidbit, but I put it together.
Very good. This one is amazing. In the 1960s, which of these popular bands wanted to make a Lord of the Rings movie starring themselves and directed by Stanley Kubrick? Was it A, The Beatles, B, The Doors, or C, The Beach Boys?
Mm. I don't know.
You want it to be all of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Samwise doesn't know.
Samwise is not sure.
Tom Bombadil. We decided that would be our go-to if we didn't know. It would be that Tom Bombadil would be our answer. The Doors did a lot of drugs. Well, so did the Beach Boys. So did the Beatles. They all did drugs. I'm going to say the Doors.
I think that's a great guess. However, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul was going to be Frodo.
Oh, yeah.
Ringo was going to be Sam. George would have been Gandalf.
Well, and he was always searching.
And guess who John would be?
It would be
Gollum.
For real? Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen. I have to say.
All right, when Tolkien was a professor at Oxford, he had a close but sometimes contentious friendship with C.S. Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
The author of The Chronicles of Narnia. What character did Tolkien base off of Lewis's mannerisms, including his booming voice and his constant throat clearing?
Gimli? Yeah?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. You guys got so excited, but no.
Gollum because of...
Oh, because of the throat clearing.
Yeah, which is actually written like in the books as such.
So maybe more than one.
He had a lot of people with chest congestion, I guess.
Throat clearing.
Yeah, book is basically about phlegm.
It's a phlegmy. They're phlegmy novels.
Is it Phlegmship of the Rings?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
The character's motto is "Don't be hasty." Do not be hasty.
Oh, okay, Treebeard.
Oh, yes, Treebeard. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
That is supposed to be C.S. Lewis.
Really?
Now, hobbits like to eat a lot.
Yes.
6 or 7 meals a day, depending on whether you count dinner and supper as the same meal. What is the meal that falls in between second breakfast and lunch?
11s? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't need me.
Right?
She didn't need me.
No,
I don't
it's
know why
wonderful.
I'm here.
You're validating every instinct I have.
A nod.
All right, guess what? This is your last question.
I was enjoying myself. Okay.
In the 2013 film The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, what late-night funny man has a cameo as a spy in the village of Lake Town?
Late-night funny man? Is it Craig
Ferguson?
He's a huge
Lord of the Rings fan. No.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, you said Colbert? No. Colbert? No. Is he
Colbert?
In it?
Is it Colbert?
Yes.
Oh. No
Stephen
way.
Colbert. Is
good
in
for
the
him.
Room.
That's wonderful.
He finally got a part on something.
But that's, yes.
Yeah. I love
no,
the way
but that's like, if it's his dream, then he got, then he,
totally.
You know, Oprah would say dream bigger, because he has it. He's gotten his dream now.
Yes.
Anyway.
That is correct.
That's
all
fantastic.
Right. You did amazing. So you guys won.
Yay.
Congratulations. We're going to give you both anagram t-shirts, but clearly you do know your Lord of the Rings very well. Michelle, you did a great job
Thank
of acting
you.
As backup. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you so much, Anna Klumsky.
Thank you.